Recently, new indications have emerged. Syncope. Ischemia evaluation is appropriate in patients with unexplained syncope who are at risk for or with a history of CAD. SPECT MPI is frequently the initial diagnostic test in patients with unexplained syncope. SPECT MPI would be appropriate in patients with unexplained syncope and at risk of myocardial ischemia. Troponin elevation. Patients with mild troponin elevation and no other markers of ACS are commonly referred to SPECT MPI. In patients with atypical symptoms and elevated troponin levels, SPECT MPI may help to stratify risk and guide management. SPECT MPI should be evaluated in patients with troponin elevation in different clinical scenarios. Use of type 1C antiarrhythmic drugs. Drugs recommended for patients with arterial fibrillation. Documented proarrhythmic risks of type 1C agents in patients with CHD or LV dysfunction. Testing with SPECT MPI to exclude ischemia before initiating therapy with 1C drugs should be appropriate. New ECG abnormalities, while not included in chest pain syndrome. Newly recognized abnormalities are common referral indications for SPECT MPI. In asymptomatic patients, SPECT MPI should be considered in those with intermediate to high risk of CAD and new ECG changes, especially ST to T abnormalities.